We have one more part on this part of our meeting. It's a talk. It'll be by Brother Casario. What is the meaning of Proverbs 17:17?
A true friend is a rare and valuable commodity. And this is more than just we know each other, we see each other often, and we kind of like each other. This is something far beyond that. It's the type of friend described in Proverbs 17:17, which reads, "A true friend shows love at all times and is a brother who is born for times of distress." Now, in your life, you're only going to get a few of those. We may be tempted to say everyone in the congregation is our true friend. And certainly they have the potential to be so, but practically speaking, not everyone's going to share that deep bond and connection with everyone. In fact, notice how the scripture says, times of distress. This is more than just run-of-the-mill problems. This is deep mental anguish, emotional pain, trauma, anguish. It's personal. It's private. It's not something casual friends are privy to. And for that reason, we say not everyone, even in the congregation, enjoys that exalted status. The defining characteristic of such a friend is that it shows love at all times. Now, why is this a challenge and why is this so rare? Notice what the Watchtower says in regards to this. Friends bonded by that kind of love stick together when their relationship is tested, perhaps by misunderstandings or trials of life. They also forgive each other freely. So all times would include periods of testing. And periods of testing because, as we said, they're in distress. Let's illustrate it this way. You get up in the middle of the night, you're wandering around in the dark, and wham, you stub your toe on the coffee table. Worst pain ever. Focus on that moment. What words are coming out of your mouth in that moment? Are those words suitable for repetition here in the Kingdom Hall? It's not right, but it's understandable. Now, people who are in mental anguish of this kind, they're in 1,000 times more pain than that. When people are in deep mental anguish, what's their speech often like? Don't they often lash out, get a little snippy, say unkind things? Do people in that state make good decisions? And in fact, every time we talk to them, isn't it always the same conversation about the same thing every time? It's selfish and one-sided. Now, we're not saying that's right, but they're in pain. If we understand that when we stub our toe, can't we also understand that and be forgiving of that when they're enduring something that's 1,000 times worse? That's what a true friend would do. The verse also mentions being a brother. Can a friend rise to such status in our lives to be considered closer than a brother? Solomon wrote this, and we don't know if he actually had friends such as this, so we don't know if he had anyone in particular in mind. However, at a minimum, he knew the relationship his father David had with Jonathan. That's a famous friendship even thousands of years later we still remember. Jonathan sided with David against his own father, even at a cost of becoming king himself. Yeah, that friendship was stronger than family bonds. And David, we know he had brothers. They're mentioned in the account. Yet when David was fleeing and on the run and in fear of his life, his brothers are conspicuously absent from those accounts. And who was there for him? Jonathan was there. Yes, on both sides of that equation, both of them were closer than brothers. We live in the last days. Jesus prophesied the love of the greater number will cool off. Paul prophesied that people will have no natural affection. People don't have true friends anymore. They don't. Whenever things get hard or one disagrees with another, they leave for greener pastures. When those we love are in distress, Their speech and actions may be less than friendly. It happens. Are we going to imitate the world and say, I don't have to put up with that? Or are we going to dig deep, recognize that their speech and actions are a natural reaction to the pain they're in, and be there for them, like a brother? True friends are a rare and valuable thing. That is a small price to pay for something so valuable.